Our families, imperfect as they are a huge blessing from God. But the cornerstone of any family is the marriage. The cornerstone of your family, if you're a parent, is your marriage. To put it bluntly, your family desperately needs your marriage. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take another look at your family from a different perspective. Here in Australia, where I live, over the past few decades, people have tended to marry less often and divorce more often. It's not just the nuclear family that's being torn apart, it's the whole concept of the nuclear family that's being torn apart. In other words, people seem to be losing faith in the notion of marriage and family. Many couples these days are just living together without marrying. Many are choosing not to have children because, of course, these days with contraception available, they can make that choice. And of all those that do decide to marry and have children and subscribe to the traditional notion of family, many are ending their marriages and tearing their families apart. In a small country like Australia, population just 23 million, over 1 million children live with only one of their parents, according to the latest census. That's 22%, almost one quarter. Most of those kids find themselves in that situation because their parents are either separated or divorced. But travel out of the safe, comfortable, affluent culture of Australia and head to some much larger countries like India, for instance, and you discover that instead of a 40% divorce rate, they have something like a 1.2% divorce rate. Okay, part of that is the fact that it's culturally far less acceptable to divorce. But you don't have to be there very long to realise that a marriage doesn't have to end in divorce for it to have fallen apart. There are plenty of people both there and around the globe who are still married on paper, but whose marriage has, for all intents and purposes, come to an end. There's no love, there's no tenderness, there's no oneness. They're always arguing, they never see eye to eye. What was supposed to be a lifelong loving union of a man and a woman has turned into a living nightmare of a relationship, if you can still call constant arguing and bickering a relationship. And can I tell you, that's how a lot of couples live, somewhere between détente and guerrilla warfare and all-out open conflict. Perhaps you find your marriage somewhere in that continuum, or the marriage of one of your adult children, or the marriage of a friend or someone else you know. This week on the program, we're talking about families in this series of messages that I've called How to Stop Your Family from Falling Apart. And the reason we're turning our attention to marriages today is because the marriage is the cornerstone, it's the bedrock of any family. The plan is that a man and a woman who love each other more than words can say come together as a man and a wife in a lifelong union. It's not my plan. It's God's plan. It's God's idea. And out of that love and out of that tenderness, they bring children into the world who are protected and nurtured as they grow up. These kids learn about love. They learn about family. They learn about marriage by what they see and hear their parents do. So that when they grow up, they'll know how to choose their soulmate and how to love their soulmate and how to bring their children into safe, nurturing environments. That's God's plan. But sadly, all too often, that plan isn't realised because marriages are dysfunctional. So, are you married? Do you have children, or are you planning on bringing children into the world? Then today, I have a very simple, somewhat blunt message for you. Your family needs your marriage. They need the safety, comfort, nurture, assurance that your marriage is meant to bring into their lives. And without it, they are bound to repeat your terrible mistakes. I know, it's pretty blunt, it's pretty in your face, I guess. And if you find what I'm saying a little too confronting, then good. It's meant to be, because all too many parents think that they're being great parents because they run their children to this and that and buy them the right clothes and make sure they're entertained up to the eyeballs. And we pat ourselves on the backs as parents and say to ourselves, boy, you're a good mother, boy, you're a good dad. Whilst all along, the feuding between husband and wife, father and mother, goes on unabated. If not in full view of their children, then behind closed doors. But let me tell you, your kids aren't stupid. They know exactly what's going on, and it's unsettling them. In some cases, it's tearing them apart. And mark my words, what they see you do, they are 99.9% likely to do themselves when they grow up, because you, mum, and you, dad, are their principal role model. Fathers, if your boys see you mistreating your wife, their mother, they'll do exactly the same to their wives when they grow up. Mothers, if your girls see you being disrespectful to your husband, their father, if they see you undermining his authority in front of them, then guess what? It's exactly what they'll do when their wives and mothers. So, husbands and wives, your bad behaviour doesn't just rob the two of you from the delight and the joy that your marriage is meant to bring you. It, in fact, doesn't just rob your children of the loving environment they're supposed to be growing up in. It's quite likely going to be impacting on your grandchildren and on their children, and quite probably many generations to come. How's that for a sobering thought? Husbands, wives, your family, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren need your marriage to be a loving one. Not a perfect one, but a loving one. The sort of love that's the bedrock of a child's makeup and psyche and emotional well-being. Do you get it? The biggest thing that you can do to stop your family from falling apart is to take a good long look at this man or this woman that you married all those years ago and to decide to sacrifice your life to them, to give your marriage your all, to forgive them all they've done wrong, for all their annoying little habits, to open your heart to them and love them with all that you are, no matter how much it hurts and no matter how much it costs. And not just today, tomorrow, the next day, next week, for the rest of your life. Because when we open our hearts to our soulmate, when we forgive them, when we accept them and love them just the way they are, the love returns. And believe you me, your children will notice. Your grandchildren will thank you. Listen to me, husbands. Listen to me, wives. Listen to me, mothers and fathers. Your family needs your marriage. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Didn't have to look that one up. It's written on my heart because on the days when loving my beautiful wife, Jackie, isn't the easiest thing to do, and we all have those days in the marriage, this scripture, this powerful word from God, is what guides and comforts me. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Okay, a lot of women write that one off as being old-fashioned, anachronistic. A lot of men have abused that verse down through the centuries by abusing their wives. But ask any psychologist, any psychiatrist, any marriage counselor, and they will tell you that whilst in a marriage, a wife's greatest love need is safety and security and emotional connection and understanding, a man's greatest needs are honour and respect. I've recorded a whole series of messages on our website on marriage, but suffice to say today that this marriage thing is God's amazing plan. Your wife, guys, is his gift to you. Your husband, gals, is his gift to you. Proverbs 18, verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favour from the Lord. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. House and wealth are inherited from fathers, but a prudent wife is a gift from the Lord. Hey, come on, guys. Marriage was God's idea. Family is God's idea. And now that you're married in God's sight, you have become one flesh. And what God has joined together, as Jesus himself said, let no man tear asunder. Your family needs your marriage. How about it? Before I go, I'd just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you, and let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Timet. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.